Nolte, Legacy Media. Go from Don't Believe Biden videos to Don't Believe Riot videos. By John Nolte on June 11, 2025. Once again, in a desperate effort to protect Democrats, the corporate media believe they can gaslight normal people into believing our eyes are lying to us, this time about riot videos. Talk about a left-wing institution out of ideas. After failing to convince us that 5 years of videos documenting Joe Biden's glaringly obvious mental decline were cheap fakes, the legacy media are now trying to convince us that video after video of Democrats rioting in a growing number of Democrat-run cities are not really videos of Democrats rioting in Democrat-run cities. You expect politicians like Mayor Karen Bass, D. Los Angeles, and Governor Gavin Newsom, D. never gonna be president, to lie to you. They have to pretend it's all under control. But the media blatantly lying to us in the face of all these videos is really something. Especially coming just weeks after this same media faced endless ridicule for lying to us about mush-brained Joe Biden being sharp as a tack. The fact that CNN rehired Brian Stelter tells you everything you need to know about Gnlal, but that Stelter is allowed to say something as ignorant as, well, the whole city isn't on fire, so what's the big deal? Is richer than rich. The fact that CNN's Dana Bash was allowed to basically say the same thing proves how desperate the media are to downplay the fact that Democrats suck at governing. Like the Biden videos, the only thing the media can do to protect Democrats is make a full-blown fool of themselves. When your team, the Democrat Party, is behaving in such an indefensible, destructive, anti-American, and insurrectionist way, what other choice do they have? You might say they could choose to tell the truth. Sorry. That'll never happen. If all of California were on fire and Biden were still president, CNN would tell us, most of America is not burning, what's the big deal? Here's CNN in 1940, stop focusing on Germany. The Jews are fine in 99% of the world. Here's CNN in 1965, stop focusing on a bridge in Alabama. No one's beating black people in 99% of the country. My guess is that after the next presidential election, CNN's Jake Tapper will release a book titled, Actually, Illegal Aliens Did Riot in Los Angeles. And then he'll brag about how he heroically said so at the time. Watching the media do the your lying eyes routine again should make normal people very happy. The only tactic left in their toolkit is to continue degrading and discrediting themselves. We are winning the war against the legacy media by doing nothing more than pointing and laughing as they slowly commit suicide. It is glorious to behold. Al Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.